Hey. By the look on your face when the door closed, I'd say you're new here. How was your ride in? Scary? Why? Yeah, I've shared transports with girls like those. Hell, I've been that girl sometimes. The trick with them is just to stand up for yourself and they'll leave you alone. It's a test. What did you do? Well, that's not a great way to establish street cred, but what do I know? Maybe begging someone not to hurt you is a sign of a true badass. But anyway, let's get to know each other. How long are you here? 3 to 5. Ouch. What'd they get you for? DWI? Mm-mm-mm. I hear there's a lot of that going around. Explains all the new fish swimming about. It's adorable. They'll believe anything you tell them. There was this one where we convinced her she had to pay rent for her cell, and when she ran out of stuff to pay us, she offered to carry out a hit. So anyway, we told her to go into the shower and strangle the girl with the infinity tattoo on her neck. And she actually goes in. She was tiny. She couldn't have strangled that girl without a stepladder. Anyway, we heard a lot of screaming, and the new fish eventually limped out of there. She was not a good sport about the whole thing. Oh, don't worry. That won't happen to you. You're my cellmate. If anyone's giving you trouble, come to me. In the meantime, let's go over the schedule. Wake up is at 6, breakfast at 7, shower at 8, yard time 9:30, lunch at noon, dinner at 6, lights out at 10. Any questions? The food? Yeah, stay away from it. It's not good. Not that any of us can tell exactly what it is. Stick to the stuff they sell at the commissary, and the money you put in should show up in a few weeks. In the meantime, let me know if you need anything and I'll take care of it. The appeal process? No idea. Think I'd be here if I had a decent lawyer? Guards? They usually leave you alone. But the flip side of that is you can't expect them to help you if things go bad. If they bail you out of a tough spot, people will think you're a snitch. And believe me, you don't want that. Do we get individual shower stalls? No, it's all very open concept. Very feng shui. Hope you like public nudity. If it's any consolation, they'll certainly like you, with a body like that. Don't worry. I've got your back in there. Now go ahead. Ask the question. You know which one. The one that's on the lips of every new fish. The one that you've been wondering about ever since you got sentenced. Yes, there's sex. A lot of it since they got rid of conjugal visits. Not much else to do, really. I'd say it's mostly consensual. Usually it's part of a deal between young newbies and tougher inmates. You know, I keep you safe, you keep me relaxed type of thing. And nobody will get judgmental about it. Even the straight girls get down. Oh, with your haircut, your muscles, and those tattoos, I'm basically hooking up with a man. Whatever helps you sleep at night, babe. Now I have some questions for you. First one, top or bottom? Not interested? What are you going to do? Sleep on the floor? Yes, I'm talking about which bunk you want. Bottom? Good. Glad you didn't pick top. I'd hate to have to beat the hell out of you on your first night over a bed. Next question. Do you have a man on the outside? Interesting. Now that leads to our final question. Have you ever been with a woman? Why do I ask? Well, no reason. Just wondering if I'm going to be popping your sapphic cherry tonight. I know, and trust me, I never do this. Usually, when I want to show the newbie who's in charge, I'll just pick a fight with her. But when I saw you come into my cell with those big, scared eyes and the smoothest skin I've seen in years, I knew I couldn't hurt you. In fact, I knew I had to make you mine. Oh, sweetheart, don't put up your fists like that. You're just embarrassing yourself. We both know who's going to win, and I would just hate to have to mess up that beautiful face. You're a lover, not a fighter. So if you'd be so kind as to peel that jumpsuit off, we can start getting to know each other. It's going to be all right, just as soon as you get all these buttons undone. Now I don't want to repeat myself. Start undressing now. God, these uniforms are so scratchy, aren't they? I never wear them around the cell. Slow down, gorgeous. I want to savor this moment. Just keep unbuttoning nice and slow for me. Now I'm just going to slide the uniform off your shoulders. No. Leave the camisole and boy shorts on. I like to unwrap my gifts slowly. You know, I can't tell who's luckier. You for having this unbelievable figure, or me for having you. Now won't you lie on the bed for me? On your stomach, dear. Good girl. Now I think I'll start with your shoulders. Let me know if I'm digging in too much. Why, yes, I am giving you a massage. I thought that was obvious. Why are you looking at me like that? I want you to be relaxed. It's like I said, I don't want to just pin you down and fuck you. I want to make you mine. I'm a criminal. Not an animal. Besides, I don't want to find out what it's like to fuck a coiled spring. Now just focus on getting rid of the tension you're holding and let my hands do the work. Deep breaths, newbie. Just keep breathing in and out. Just like that. To be honest, you're lucky you wound up with me. Most conquests around here don't start with a shoulder massage and small talk. Speaking of, let's get this top off you and move onto your back. Come on now, sit up and I'll be able to slide it off over your head. Just like so. My God, your breasts are perfect. Did you have work done? No? Let me get my hands on them and I'll be the judge of that. My. They feel so natural. In fact, I'm going to flick one of them right on the nipple. Ooh, so responsive. I can tell we're going to. Don't pull away from me like that. Look at me. Look at me. Don't think for a second you are in charge here. I'm trying to be gentle, but if I need to show you where we stand, I will. Now, where were we? Oh, right. Lie back down for me, will you? That's a good girl. Just close those big, beautiful eyes and focus on my hands, pressing hard into your back, digging down to that tension, that anxiety. Feel it all ebbing away. What was that? Did I just hear a moan out of you? Don't be shy. You'll be doing plenty of that later. Now I'm going to start pressing into the small of your back, with my hands moving in deep, focused circles. And from the way you're grinding your hips into the mattress, I have a sneaking suspicion you're okay with that. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to remove your panties. I'm going to just slide them down your legs nice and slowly, just like that, and toss them aside. There we go. My goodness, just look at your ass. I'm going to give it a quick squeeze. I just can't help myself. Every inch of you is just irresistible. Now let's get a finger down there to see if you're ready for the main event yet. Oh my. Positively glistening. You stay put. I'm gonna go get my toy. Oh, sweetheart, don't be scared. I know it's big, but you can take it. Don't worry. It feels smaller than it is. Here, why don't you give it a kiss before we start? Kiss my cock. I said kiss it. Oh, there's a good girl. Now, I want you to get on your hands and knees. Don't forget to arch your back. That really gets me going. Come on now, you must have known something like this might happen. We've all heard stories about what happens to pretty girls in lockup. Besides, at least you're with me and not a sadist or a nymphomaniac. I heard Isabel gives it to her punk at least 5 times a day. And Olivia over in Block C, I'm told she likes her fresh meat tenderized. Of course, if this doesn't work out, I could trade you to either of them. Now arch that lovely back for me, darling. Yes, just like that. Now the million-dollar question. Which hole tonight? Shh. I'm thinking. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch your soulmate by the... You know what? We'll save that one for my birthday. Let's start with that sweet pussy and just ease you into this. Do you think you'll squirm and whimper? Or will you take it like a big girl? I know which one I want. Are you ready? I don't care. Let's get started. Just in and out. Nice and slow to start. My hands on your hips. Your hands gripping the mattress for dear life as it goes in. See? I told you you could take it. Oh, I should have done missionary. That way I could see the look in your eyes. I guess I'll just have to get a bigger one and try that some other time. That's right. Just sliding in and out. Here, baby, if it hurts that much, take my hand and squeeze it. It'll help. Yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. You love it, don't you? You fucking love it. Oh, that's my good fucking girl. Oh, you're just so tight. Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, God. Yeah, are you gonna come for me? Yeah, come on. Come with me. Come with me, girl. Oh, come on. Oh, take it from me and come on, my God. Come with me, baby. Let me just get this thing off. There we go. Come on, baby. Just let me get my arms around you. Maybe stroke that lovely hair for a bit. I know that it hurt, but it's over now. Just let me kiss your tears away. I meant what I said earlier, by the way. You belong to me now. Anything you need, I promise I'll take care of it. No one else is going to hurt you. You have my word. I'll make sure you stay out of trouble so that you'll get out soon. Pretty things shouldn't be in a cage. But when they are, can you blame a girl for taking advantage? From now on, we do everything together. We eat together. We exercise together. We shower together. Just so that everyone knows you're spoken for. And I know. It sounds just awful right now. I know. But I've seen a lot of girls in your shoes. They're safe. They're cared for. And over time, they come to enjoy a woman's touch. This is such a lonely place. Having someone to hold you at night makes such a difference. And they always start angry and scared, but they come around. In fact, I'm willing to bet that within 6 months of today, you'll tell me you love me. By the way, when I asked you which monk you wanted, that was kind of a trick question. We'll share one.